writing a memoir.
He's got himself a mop handle, and he is pointing it towards the window of a pickup truck. He's got a stance about shoulder width apart, and he bangs the mop at the top of the window and then hits and resets. He's got his feet now moving apart, looking just to the right to check, make sure no one's around. And he's now positions the mop again, backs it up, slams it back into the window, slams it a second time. That's three, that's four. Las Vegas odds say he won't hit one more time, and he doesn't. Taking a breather, he looks like he's winded. Now he's starting to stumble just a little bit, gets the mop, backs up. Keith needs a bit more of a running start. And yes, he positions the mop, runs towards the window, and can't break it. That's three, four. If you're counting at home, that's 14 blows against the window with the mop. Now remember, the dirty part of the mop is underneath his arm. He's got a hat. Again, he strikes the window. And now he comes down hard. Raining blows down upon the window. One, two, three. And this is just about tuckered him out. He decides to run over to the other window, thinking maybe that one will be a little easier to break with a mop handle. But no. Now he's moving away from the car and starting to get a second plan. This time he starts to climb up onto a rooftop. He still has the mop in his left hand. He places the mop on top of a roof, and now he starts to think about whether or not he wants to climb up. He places his right foot on top of the wall. Here he comes, and he falls off the wall. Oh my God, somebody get some salami and cream cheese and rub it all over his face. He's unconscious on the ground with the mop. That's the story.